Don't expect the Reserve Bank to do coast mortgage holders any favours when it meets today. AMP economist Shane Oliver says there'll be talk but no action.
They might give the impression they're getting closer to cutting interest rates, but I certainly don't think they're going to do it today.
Meantime, those living at Sunrise Beach are the most heavily mortgaged, according to the latest stats from Digital Finance Analytics. It's compiled a list of the top 20 Queensland suburbs where residents owe more than $500,000. Coast suburbs making that list, in addition to Sunrise Beach, are Yeroomba, Wattulla and Alexandra Headland. The national average mortgage is $366,000. Some welcome news if you're catching a train from the coast to Brisbane for work today. Services are now back to normal after the Caboolture and Sunshine Coast lines were off the grid for some 11 hours yesterday. While CCTV footage has been released of the moment the truck hit those overhead power lines near Castledine that caused all the drama. Unity Water is reminding customers to only flush toilet paper down the loo after its crews attended over 1,300 blockages in the past 6 months. We're also being asked to be mindful about what gets washed down the kitchen sink and to try and avoid things like fats and foreign objects that instead belong in the bin. The local water utility says a build-up of fats can create fatbergs and block or damage the wastewater pipes on your property, causing overflows which require extensive and costly plumbing repairs.